I have a guest joining us this morning from Atlantic High School. Is Derek Baer, the industrial technology educator, is with us here today. And we're going to talk about a new project that they're going to work on through that department. Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for your time. I want to talk a little bit about this because it's something that's a little bit different, at least for folks around here. You're going to give youngsters an opportunity to, kind of see what it's like to operate some heavy machinery.
Yes, we are. We have cooperated with Ziegler Cat. They're going to be bringing 5 pieces of equipment for our students to utilize in our back parking lot. And students will be able to drive and operate those pieces of equipment.
Have you ever taught a youngster how to drive a car?
Not yet. So I haven't had that pleasure. But we've got several qualified individuals from Ziegler Cat that are coming in. And we have one from Altoona that is coming in. And he trains anyone that buys a new vehicle with Ziegler Cat. So it's an interesting opportunity for our students.
Very good. It sounds kind of like a lot of fun. Watch out for those light posts. You just never know.
Well, we've only got one in that parking lot, so we should be all right.
All right. Well, aside from the joking, it is a unique opportunity for the youngsters to be able to do something like this. Where'd you come up with this idea?
Well, we had noticed an article with KCCI out of Des Moines that some Polk County schools had done this before. And it seemed like an interesting opportunity for our students. We always have students that are interested in industrial-type jobs and construction and heavy equipment. So it seemed like a likely opportunity for our students to travel down that path.
Well, there was a day when a lot of the students came in from the farm and they had a chance to operate some heavy machinery at different times in their lives, but not necessarily the case all the time with youngsters anymore, and they might have an interest in that career path.
Oh, absolutely. We've always got students. I've had very few students that are not really interested in doing this. And I think it's most out of nerves. They just haven't used these pieces of equipment before and they're nervous about it. But everyone seems very receptive. We've got 59 students that are going to do this on Tuesday. All of my classes starting at about 10 till 9. And we're going to run the whole school day.
59 students. How does that meet your expectations?
It's actually all of my students in my classes. I've given them all the option to do this, and if they want to abstain, that's fine. I've also sent out notices to parents in case they decide that they don't want their youngster driving a heavy piece of equipment that's costly. So, yeah, I wanted to offer that to all my students, whether they're in a construction trades class or if they're in a computer class. I want them all to have that opportunity. It's a great gateway for students to get involved in something that has a career link to it.
Sounds like a fun day. That's way better than like watching a film strip or a movie or something.
Absolutely. It's one of these things, if you don't get students with a hands-on task, they just don't want to focus in on it. Our youngsters these days, they want to do stuff first and then learn about it second. So I think this is a great opportunity for them.
Well, and you mentioned you've got some professionals from that field coming in to help out with training and overseeing that project that day. Was it very difficult to get them involved?
Well, we talked a lot with Bill Newberry over at Ziegler Cat. He does a lot of the repair coordinating and stuff like that. He's got one other individual there that does some training, and then it was all his communication with their corporate office out of Altoona. And I think there was a little bit of miscommunication that kind of happened there, but it worked out pretty well. Little wait. I was hoping for some nicer weather, but you get what you get in December.
Talk a little bit about what they're going to do that day. I know you're going to be doing it here in the back parking lot. What kinds of things will they do? It's not just going forward and putting it in reverse.
Well, we've got a couple little activities that we've kind of organized. Students are going to use the excavator, and they're going to pick up a basketball with the excavator and place it in a trash can. We've also got a telehandler is going to pick up some flats, and they're going to stack them up, and that'll give the students a little bit of experience on working with those pieces of equipment, the auxiliary pieces of equipment. So,
how'd you decide which pieces of equipment that they bring over that day, or did you get some advice from Ziegler?
Well, that was all pretty much Ziegler. They want to restrict the amount of cost on the company if they can. And that's obvious, a good choice by them. So they wanted to bring things that are capable of being moved by trailer so they can put it on a truck and just hold it over here, whereas driving something with tracks down to the high school at about half gallon per mile or, you know, more than that, several gallons per mile. Yeah. And bringing that in here, plus it would eat up a lot of our parking lot, and it's not really economical for Ziegler Cat. But I appreciate them bringing down these pieces of equipment that they could bring down, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for our students again.
So when the industrial technology teacher walks into the main offices and says to the administration, hey, I have this great idea, and then you lay it on the table, what kind of a reaction did you get initially?
Heather McKay's always been really receptive with any of my ideas as far as getting students into job categories. Mm-hmm. I very seldom come in there and she thinks that I need to rethink my ideas. So that's good for me, I guess. But I think our students, they're capable of doing this, and she knows that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's all about publicity and Ziegler Cat coming in and helping us out. So
is this just kind of a matter of opening some eyes, giving kids an opportunity to kind of see some of the other things that are out there? Because they're not going to learn, they're not going to be finished big machinery, heavy truck drivers when the day is over. They're just going to be able to learn a little bit more and find out that, hey, this maybe might be something I want to do. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, they will like doing this. They should like doing this. Mm-hmm. And at least get them kind of interested. Even if they may not be able to do this as a career, they might say, well, I kind of like doing this. I can do this as a hobby on occasion. Mm-hmm. I can operate this equipment on home repairs. I can do these things on my own. So they don't have to hire someone in to come in and maybe excavate their yard if they have to, or something like that, if they have this experience.
Sure.
But it also gives them that career opportunity as well.
Yeah, they may very well operate a farm or something someday too, where they may have to learn how
to do
that.
We do have several pieces of equipment coming in that are our farm machinery. We've mm-hmm. got a sprayer and a combine that are coming in for our students that may not live on a farm right now and have that experience, mm-hmm. or for those parents that don't really want their child driving their combine.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see how they react to some of those things.
Scooping up basketballs, dropping them in a trash can. You're kind of making a fun day out of this. Are you going to make it competitive at all? Are they going to have teams or keep score or anything like that to kind of give the kids an incentive to make it fun?
Well, we really haven't thought about it that much as far as trying to get them, competing. I think it's good that they have some sort of activity that they can do with that, and we wanted it to be as low volume as possible so that we don't have to worry about dropping large things and causing some damage. So it's rather difficult to pick up a basketball with an excavator and put it in some sort of container. So just trying to learn that dexterity and learn that the skill is involved there, mm-hmm. With those fine motor motions. So they'll have that opportunity to learn how to use those as well.
Sure. And I suppose while it is fun, it's meant to be a fun exercise and what have you, it's also serious. You're driving heavy machinery, you have to keep focused, keep on task, and don't forget what you're really there for.
Oh, absolutely. All these students understand that these are heavy pieces of equipment and they are dangerous, and if there is some sort of damage to them, someone's going to be held responsible for those. Mm-hmm. And I think they're all aware that it's going to be interesting, it's going to be fun, it's going to be something they're going to take advantage of, but it's also something they're going to learn from as well.
Sure. Well, I guess we hate to jump the gun too much since you haven't had the first opportunity yet, but do you see this growing as an exercise over the course of time if you're able to repeat this in the coming years?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to see many more vendors come in and show us how to use their equipment. I'd also like to open this up to other school districts if they'd like to get involved. I know that Atlantic, being one of the larger school districts and several miles, mm-hmm. we definitely have some opportunities that some other school districts don't. So I do want to provide the whole area with sort of an opportunity for doing these things and learning these skills and career paths.
Well, there might be a lot of people watching coming up here these next few days when you take after that exercise. Well, it's kind of nice. It's neat to see the kids have an opportunity to do something a little, I guess, out of the box, something that maybe they wouldn't normally be able to experience. And it's nice that you have to have that support both in school and outside of school to be able to perform those activities.
Oh, I agree, definitely. I got into this field so that we can teach kids how to do things that they wouldn't normally do, teach them careers or teach them hobbies, either way. So I definitely want our students to get outside of the box and start being innovative and thinking about these things. And if I can think about these ideas, I hope that they can do these things as well.
You bet. Well, have fun with it, Derek. Thank you very much.
Thank you.